couple more with a big smile.
It's around 6:30 p.m. at the long-term care unit in the Petersburg Medical Center. Residents would normally be heading to bed around now, but tonight they crowd into the hallway for a group picture, their wheelchairs knocked together.
Is your tie too tight, Frank?
What a handsome!
In a few minutes, the group of about 15 will head to senior prom. They've been getting ready all day.
My hair looks very elegant because it's an updo, and it has all curls in the back. But then
Carol Dyer-Johnson is wearing a long black gown, blue eyeshadow, and freshly painted red nails that are cut short.
So I think for a dressy evening like this, an updo is very nice. So, I'm grateful to be able to go.
Johnson asked her nurse to put her walker back in her room because she won't be needing it tonight.
I don't do poker too much, and I don't care so much for jumping around, but slow dancing is nice, or creative dancing. I just to stand there and just dance, do my own thing, you know. So I'm not very good. You tell me to do it this way, I can't do it, but I can do it my way, so I feel better that way.
Another resident, Karen Hagley, is less mobile, but she plans on dancing.
Yes, I'm doing the wheelchair shuffle.
Last night, her nurse says Hagley woke up talking about prom in her sleep.
It's wild. I just know us seniors can still kick up our heels once in a while.
She's not the only one who's excited. Raymond Dubacquois had his hair cut, eyebrows tweezed, and a fresh shave. He's wearing a tweed jacket and a buttercup yellow shirt. He asked fellow long-term care resident Connie Morgan to prom.
I sure did. She owes me a dance.
Morgan feels blessed to be taken to prom by Dubacquois. She met him a few months ago, and now they're good friends.
He was going by down the hall, and I heard him laughing, and I just loved his laugh. But I have two dates. I have a dance with a date with Ray, and I have a date with, I can't say his name right this moment.
The seniors roll out of the lobby, and the staff lifts them onto a bus. They head over to Mountain View Manor, where they join their friends. The prom lasts from 7 to 10. There are sparkly lights, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, and Billie Holiday, even a prom king and queen. Mary Armin watches her friends dance from her wheelchair. She's wearing a long, icy blue gown that her husband gave her for Christmas a few years back. Prom brings back memories of the last time she got to wear the dress, her granddaughter's wedding.
Actually, I've got 10 grandkids, 5 of each, and 18 great-grandkids. No, I'm really blessed. I am. But none of them live here in Petersburg, so I got a lot of friends here, though. And boy, I really, really cherish them.
Approaching 10 o'clock, the music fades and people begin to settle in small groups along the edges of the room. Paul Bowen is gathered with some friends. Tonight, he was named prom king, and he's wearing his crown.
Prom was just wonderful. It was, I think, a complete success. And thanks to the mental health group and everyone else that participated, I hope it continues.
He thinks tonight and events like tonight will help bond senior citizens in the community. Bowen says seniors often meet in nursing homes and hospitals, but it's not often that they get to come together for social events like this.
Everybody that I've seen from the time I got here early this evening till now, it's late, everybody's still having a wonderful time. I think it's a bonding that shows that we're all the same, and we've all had experiences here, and we've all been younger, and it's nice to see that they can have a good time. They all know it, but this is recognized. And
over 50 people attended senior prom. Petersburg Mental Health is already planning their next event, a Halloween party. In Petersburg, I'm Alexis Kenyon.